For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Today, did Facebook and Google collude to kill a competing ad platform? Strange numbers are appearing in Shopify stores. What happens when you remove accelerated mobile pages from your website? A case study on one of TikTok's most successful advertisers. And on the Premium Podcast, with more stories, no ads, and expert deep dive episodes, men are buying more on Pinterest. But how are they different as online buyers? It's Friday, January 14th, 2022. Happy Orthodox New Year, Serbia. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 540. More legal troubles for the two biggest players in our space. This time, allegations that Google and Facebook worked together to kill a competing ad platform. This comes from a lawsuit led by the Texas Attorney General. We've known about the lawsuit since last year, but this week, some new details got unsealed. Quoting the New York Times, when publishers started using an alternative system for selling their ad space, Google worked to undermine it by creating a similar system that it controlled, according to the lawsuit. The states argue that Google reached a deal with Facebook to have the social network join its effort in an effort to, quote, kill, unquote, the publisher's competing plan. The newly visible parts of the lawsuit also include details of programs that the states say Google used to mislead buyers and sellers of ad space about the precise nature of the auctions they were participating in, allowing Google to make more money in the process. The states also quote a February 2017 Facebook document that says Google wanted to kill the competing system and that Facebook, quote, baptizing their product will help significantly, unquote. At one point, Facebook employees working on the deal emailed Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's founder and chief executive, saying, quote, we're nearly ready to sign and need your approval to move forward, unquote. Mr. Zuckerberg's name is redacted from the lawsuit, but his title is not, unquote. For their parts, Google says the complaint is, quote, still full of inaccuracies and lacks legal merit, unquote. Facebook says its deal with Google, quote, and the similar agreements we have with other bidding platforms have helped to increase competition for ad placements, unquote. Google has until next Friday to respond. The company says they plan to ask the judge to dismiss it entirely. Several Shopify site owners are complaining that Google is showing a weird number in the title name for their pages in Google search results. The number is a number one, and it is surrounded by parentheses. So open parentheses, the number one, close parentheses, apparently showing up in the title tag. And the issue is widespread, but apparently is not a Google bug. Seems to have been caused by a feature in Shopify. The issue was with the chat feature, dynamically embedding the number one in the title attributes of Shopify sites. The chat feature has been fixed. It shouldn't appear anymore. But if you still see a number one in your search results, give it more time. In order to fix the issue, Google has to crawl and reprocess all the impacted URLs, which could take some time. If you want to expedite the process, you can use Google's Search Console URL inspection tool and manually submit that URL. A while back, before mobile really became a thing, before responsive web pages, Google developed what ended up being a shortcut to having mobile-friendly content. They called them accelerated mobile pages. Basically, they were scaled-down versions of web content that Google would cache on its side, making the user experience really fast. Last year, Google said, now that pretty much everyone is using responsive web pages, there's not really a need for AMP. so they retired the format. Many digital marketers were nervous. After all, if those pages had decent traffic, would people stick around if they were served the non-AMP web responsive pages instead, which almost certainly would load a little slower? We have some data on that now, and it seems the impact has been negligible. Search Engine Land reports that it stopped publishing content using AMP as part of an experiment. They say they did not see any year-over-year declines in traffic that they could tie to AMP, aside from the loss of page views to a handful of pieces that routinely spike for organic traffic. If anything, they say lower numbers would have been good, since some of those are probably dupes. Quoting from their piece, users were undoubtedly being double-counted as unique in both the AMP and our native website dashboards. The clearest indicator that this was true is in the change we've seen in return visitors since we turned off AMP. The number of sessions by return visitors has jumped by 30% since we made the change, and now we have a far better picture of our most valuable audience set, unquote. The big picture, of course, is that AMP was always intended to be a stopgap until we all got our act together and made our entire website responsive and mobile-friendly, which you've done, right? With a combination of programmatic ads and organic engagement, Smile Direct Club is getting some solid results on TikTok. Marketing Dive reports that the teeth straightening company consistently ranks among the top 100 TikTok advertisers as measured by conversions, including spots at number 2 and number 3 for its videos. According to the company's CMO, the key to operating effectively on the platform is not just to use it to place ads. Smile Direct Club has a three-pronged strategy that includes reworking their TV ads and creating content specifically for the platform. Here is the strategy. First, they are, of course, creating customized videos for TikTok. The company uses a brand ambassador and offers comparisons with its biggest competitor, which is Invisalign, by the way. Number two, they are creating original content that will resonate with their audience. There is a content strategy manager that is monitoring viral trends, and they actually have a doctor creating videos to answer the most frequently asked questions for the brand. And three, they suggest make sure you identify creators who can become customers. MarketingDive.com has a great piece breaking their strategy down even further if you are working in or considering TikTok. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
If you've always wanted to start a podcast for your brand but didn't have the time or energy or creative juices to start one, here's a shortcut. Twitter Spaces. And today, Twitter announced that all Spaces hosts will be able to record their chats on iOS and Android devices. By recording your space, you can reshare it to generate more interest or use it for repurposing content. Here's how it works. First, you want to turn on the Record Space toggle when you're doing the setup process. And when a chat is being recorded, the red REC, that's REC indicator, will appear in the top left corner of the main space screen. You, as the host, can stop recording anytime you like. And your recorded space will be available for public playback on Twitter for 30 days. You, of course, as the host, can download the audio, which you could use to edit into a podcast or smaller audio clips. And finally, Apple just handed Zuckerberg a big gift. Apple's long-awaited VR/AR headset may not launch until 2023. Bloomberg reports that the tech giant had planned to unveil the headset at the Worldwide Developers Conference this year, but development challenges related to overheating, cameras, and software have hindered progress. The fate of the metaverse could rest entirely on Zuckerberg if this is true. God help us all. So we have had a few requests for chapters in the podcast file. If you're not familiar with this, the podcast players out there, most of them anyway, support chapters, meaning you get a sort of a table of contents in the app of each story. You can tap the headline to jump right to that spot in the show. It's great if you want to skip over something you don't care about or if you want to listen back to something. As of today, chapters are in the premium podcast feed. You can get your own customized feed with no ads, more stories, and twice a month exclusive deep dive episodes. Next weekend, we're doing one on local SEO. And the weekend following, the results of a research paper showing the effect of brand-to-brand praise on sales. So if you tweet something nice about your direct competitor, how does that affect your own business? Both of those will be exclusively in the premium feed, which you can subscribe to at todayindigital.com/premium feed or tap the link in the show notes. But this weekend, everyone is getting the weekend edition, and we are talking marketing budgets with Casey Stanton from CMOX. We'll be talking about best practices, everything from whether it's better to budget based on a percentage of revenue or a fixed account to how much you should involve the CFO. That is coming to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific on both the free feed and the premium feed. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of the Tsunamic First Nation on Vancouver Island. Scripting and promotional support by Steph Gunn. Podcast music licensing by Source Audio. And our theme composer, Mark Blevis, is headed for the border. It's on his mind, and nothing really matters. He's got to be on time. I'm Todd Maffin. Have a restful weekend, friends. And I will talk to you on Monday. And not through the lens of profit and achievement. It's nothing when you need it. One of those fortune cookie proclamations that I can never swallow. You weren't meant to see that. All the shit I should hold back. Cause it's all in my head and I can see it through your swampy eyes.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.